This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a Minnesota mom has sued her 17-year-old transgender daughter, claiming she started undergoing a male-to-female gender transition without her permission. Now, Anne Marie Calgaro filed a lawsuit on Wednesday, this was a couple days ago, against her daughter and several agencies and healthcare providers, claiming her parental rights had been infringed when they helped the team facilitate the sex reassignment treatment without her knowledge. She refers to her child as a male, claims she has not consulted or informed in any way about the treatments that they started, and the teenager identified in the lawsuit as JDK does not live with the mother. So I guess the teenager wanted to become a female. She goes, not only was I provided the opportunity to help my son make good decisions, but I also feel he was robbed of a key advocate in his life, his mother. She claims Mid-Minnesota Legal Aid Clinic helped the teenager file an emancipation statement in court in June 2015, but no official legal action was taken to terminate the mother's rights. The statement included in the complaint states that the teenager's mother made it known to him that she no longer wishes to have contact with him and that she knows where he is and has made no attempts to bring him home. The teen said while Calgaro has legal custody, she did not report her child as a runaway even 6 months after the child had left home. Under Minnesota law, a minor living separately from their parents with or without consent and is managing personal income and affairs may give effective consent to personal medical services. Though the mom lives in northeastern Minnesota, while the child lives in central Minnesota. So there has been, she has disputed the claims about the relationship with the teenager. She goes, suddenly my son, without any notice to me, no longer was under my supervision. The mother said Park Nicolet Health Services, Fairview Health Services, and the St. Louis County School District will not give her access to any of the teen's records. She added that state medical assistance funds are aiding the teenager to live independently and pay for medications related to the gender transition. And I'll tell you what I think on this in a second. Yeah, okay. Okay, yeah, so I'll get to this and I want to, yeah. Calgaro's attorney, Eric Cardinal, said the lawsuit aims to restore the mother's parental rights. It is challenging the state law that allows minors to obtain medical treatment and procedures without parental approval. Calgaro told reporters she was not opposed to the kid's gender transition, but she wanted the child to slow down. So those named in the complaint is St. Louis County, St. Louis County Public Health, Fairview Health Services, Park Nicolet Health Services, and St. Louis County School District. All right, Tom, you go first.
All right. So my interpretation of this is that I feel like it's becoming so common and easy to become transgender. There's nothing wrong with transgender. However, that is a huge decision, and I feel like a lot of people are having identity disorders which aren't being addressed. If you're not comfortable in your skin as a man, then just being a woman isn't going to make that feel any better. In fact, you're going to compound a lot of problems. You have no idea how sexually isolating and just isolating in general it can be. You're not looked at as a woman. You're looked at as a man who became a woman, and that is something that I don't think a lot of people, especially a 17-year-old, has not thought about. I feel like it's becoming trendy, and especially the fact that the medical industry feeds into it, and like, I have a friend who's schizophrenic, has a genuine identity disorder. Mm-hmm. And they thought, well, maybe you just should feel like a woman, and started talking him into cross-dressing. He ended up backing out of it and saying, this is not me, and they just kept pushing it. And that's back in Michigan. And I just feel like at 17, it's like a tattoo, only way more permanent, way more effective on your life. Like a tattoo you can hide under a shirt.
Right.
A gender change, you kind of can, but not really. I just feel like there's so much thought process to it, and so much of it has to do with being okay with who you are, not what you are. Whether you're a man or a woman, that decision can come later. Make your own identity. Right. And age 17, you're not even a full adult. You haven't even developed your full personality. And, like, being a man or a woman does not determine your personality. You determine your personality and your experience through life, and that is being neglected. As far as the conversation. Sorry, that it's a personal issue because I've got a friend who's been...
No, that's helpful. Yeah, you know, and I don't know what I would do in the mom's case. I mean, first, it doesn't sound like she's acting like a mom to begin with. If she's been estranged from her kid, she's not supporting the kid. I don't know where, you know, I don't know if she has full grounds for the suit. But then on the other hand, I did not think that somebody was able to go through that much of a transition without parental consent.
I feel like it's a lot like, would you let your teenage girl get breast implants before she's done with puberty? Like, there's already enough hormones going on. You're going to put hormone therapy on top of it? Teenagers are confused already. I know. I was one. I was ostracized, and I didn't really feel like I had friends. And you know what? Through my 20s, I came to become who I am today and feel very confident with it. And if I'd been given an opportunity to, I don't know if I would have changed genders, but if I had an option like that that I felt was palpable, I would have probably taken it at that age just out of I was going to say nativity, but that's a scene, not a... naivete. That's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah. It sounds French. It sounds fancy when you say it. Yeah. No, this is a tough subject. I mean, you know, personally, like if I had a daughter and she got an abortion, you know, when she was 15 and I wasn't there knowing all the medical complications that could happen, I would be flipping my lid. And a question I have is, why didn't the 17-year-old wait another 6 months till he turned 18?
Yeah.
You know, why did there have to be such a rush now as a 17-year-old? Why did all the agencies say, look, now I understand, I can never ask somebody who's living in a body that they don't want to live with to, you know, just stick it out for another 6 months. But I do find it odd that he's almost 18 and they, you know, felt the need to, you know, rush this. I know we're coming up on break.
If you can't get a tattoo, how can you get that's such a huge situation.
Right. You can't get a tattoo. Exactly. All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So Mark asks, can a transgender person be straight? And what's the difference between transgender and gay? Now, I'm trying to wrap my head around what he's talking about with a transgender being straight. So let's say I'm a woman and I love men, but and I choose to have sex with men as a woman, but I don't want to be a woman. I want to be a guy. I still want to be with men, but I want to be a man. Absolutely. I think that's very possible. Because remember, being gay is different than transgender. Being gay, and I think that term is obsolete, is, you know, wanting to be with somebody sexually or romantically despite their sexual orientation. Okay, it's so if a man wants to be with a man, a girl wants to be with a girl wants to be with a girl and a guy or whatever, that all falls under gay. It's not so much, you know, a homosexual means wanting to be with the same, have the same species or a same sex to have sex with, homosexual. But being gay, it's you want to be with romantically or just be with whoever that you want to be with, whether it's guy, girl, etc. That's how I look at it. Okay? And then there's, you have lesbian, you have bisexual, etc. And so transgender is a gender identity issue, which is what Tom was alluding to, where just because you're gay doesn't mean you have an identity issue. Okay? You know, if you want to be, so I'm a girl, I'm married to my husband. I love guys. But let's say I didn't, and I really, really, really wanted to be with another woman. That's a gay lesbian issue. That's not necessarily a transgender issue. A transgender issue is if I say, you know what? I am tired of the boobs. I am tired of the vagina. I really want a penis. I want society to look at me as a guy. I feel like I'm a guy. I'm in the wrong sex. This isn't me. I'm a dude. I'm a guy. That's how I'm wired, and I want to live in the body of one. That's gender identity. And you see how it doesn't have to do with sex. Okay, you know, you wanting to live as a, if I wanted to live as a guy, or if a guy wants to live as a girl, usually when they talk about it, it doesn't necessarily mean sex. Okay, you know, it's they want to be, and if there are any transgender people, I'd love to hear from you. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But let's say you want to be a guy or you want to be a girl. Is it worth the surgery? You know, I find it very concerning when you hear reports that a lot of people have surgery remorse, where they start to have the surgery and they're like, maybe I shouldn't have done this. So I'm a girl, and I grew up, I've always had crushes on boys, so I've been straight, but I never wanted to hang out with the girls. I wanted to hang out with the guys. Wanted to watch sports. I wanted to play sports. Didn't want to play with dolls. Wanted to ride bikes and skateboards and big wheels and play football and want to be in the board meeting with the guys. Would that be an identity issue? I don't know. I mean, I love who I am, and I love that I'm a girl, but I love hanging out with the guys. I love, you know, what guys do. I just do. I have more fun with the guys than with the girls. Am I acting like a guy? No. The difference is I'm a girl in a guy's world. It makes it more exciting, but if I were a guy, I mean, I might not like it. You know, I may think I want to be a guy. But once that happens, you're treated different when you're a male. I don't know if I would want to be a male. When you're a male, you're expected, because you're the guy, right, to be able to do certain things. And there's more expectations of you. And so that's another thing we have to identify with. And we have to, you know, dissect, which is why I think anybody considering transgender counseling or considering transgender surgery should get counseling. You know, I love everything about the guy's world, and I would love to live in a guy's world. But I am going about it as a girl. Okay, so my perspective is different. Unless I'm a guy, it's something we have to stop and realize. So I don't know what the answer is. You have a 17-year-old who's struggling, and I feel so bad when you have someone that doesn't want to be in the body that they're in. And, you know, if you don't want your breasts, you know, take them off. If you don't want your penis, you know, we have the power now to surgically remove body parts. The controversy, of course, around should states pay for it, you know, should governments pay for these surgeries, you know, when prisoners, etc. I mean, do we have enough tax dollars for that? Should tax dollars go to that? That's going to be controversial. And, you know, you don't want to say, well, look, if you can't afford it, you can't have it done. You know, that's what state aid is for. But, when should moms and dads be made aware of a child wanting to go through something so serious as this. I think the mom actually does have a case. Even if the mom is a crappy mom, this is such a huge transformation, and there's a lot of risks that even if the child ran away and was supporting himself, he is still a minor and she's still responsible. If anything happens to him, she's not in the clear. So it has to be a two-way street. Until she is completely legally emancipated from him as being the guardian and emancipated from being sued, you know, protected from being sued, you can't turn around and say, yeah, okay, but you don't get to, you know, make a choice when it comes to medical decisions. You know, I know that there's a huge push to allow young girls to get abortions without parental consent, and that kills me. That just, if anything was happening to my child medically, I would want to, and not just because I'm a doctor, but as a mom, I would want to know and be able to watch for side effects and be able to take care. You know, if a child is having an abortion without their parents' consent and trying to hide it, my guess is that child's going to lock themselves up in the room and hide maybe the post-fever, that could post-procedure fever, abnormal bleeding, and anything else that could happen. Complications are rare, but they can't happen. We almost had a nurse that almost died from complications of her abortion. She came up to me going, I can't stop bleeding. And I go, bad period? Or she goes, no, I had an abortion. I don't understand this. And it was done, and I just can't stop bleeding. She was white as a sheet. So we got her into the hospital right away. She had to have multiple transfusions. And, you know, by the time she was so embarrassed, by the time she made anybody know about it, you know, and can you imagine your 15-year-old or your 16-year-old? It breaks your heart. So, you know, if anybody is transgender, by transgender, which I think is also a term that I really don't like. You know, it's, you know, look, I have this body and I prefer not to have these body parts and I prefer society to look upon me in a different light. All right. I don't think that's an identity crisis. I think that's how that person wants to be seen. And, you know, before they get the surgery, they need to have realistic expectations. And it's, I don't think we have a lot of that in place. Is that 17-year-old going too fast? Is he mature enough to make that decision? If I was that kid's mom and I didn't think that kid got the proper counseling and got the proper education and exposure, and I'm not saying to turn somebody away from it, but one thing that I would suggest is anybody considering transgender surgery, talk to people who were happy with it and who weren't happy with it. And find out why. We don't want to bias. We want you. You got two and two. Two people who were thrilled with their transgender surgery. Two people who weren't and had regret. And let that child or that parent help them, that child, you know, get the education they need. Or anybody for that matter. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. When we come back from break, we've got a lot of stories to talk about. HDL cholesterol, the good cholesterol, may not be so good after all. Now we're finding out that all this time, HDL may not be the big hero that we thought it to be. And sounds like Americans want Trump to focus on health care first. Of all the issues, this quote-unquote repeal of Obamacare that is being chanted throughout the country by 50% of the country, because the other 50% vote for Hillary, is what Donald Trump is being asked to focus on. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so HDL good cholesterol may not be so good after all. What is going on here? First of all, what's HDL? What is good cholesterol? So HDL is high density lipoprotein. Apparently cholesterol can't just sit there and float around. It's got to be kind of protected in these lipoproteins or these kind of protective coats. And your HDL, your high density, has been known as the good cholesterol because what it does is it scavengers around and it picks up bad cholesterol, the LDL. It picks it up from the tissue, brings it to the liver, carries it to the liver. The liver takes this ADL, degrades it, turns it into bile salts, and then dumps it out into the gut. So the more HDL you have, the more you are able to scavenge around and take out the bad LDL. Now, LDL is necessary because the body does need cholesterol. So the liver makes cholesterol, sends it out to the tissues through this LDL, and then the LDL takes cholesterol to the tissues that it needs. Unfortunately, the more LDL, the more cholesterol going to the tissues, going to the blood vessels. So you want to have high HDL to take that back up, bring it back to the liver, so then it gets dumped. High LDL, obviously, associated with arteriosclerosis, which are the plaque deposits along the blood vessels. You can unfortunately get heart disease, stroke, dementia. Not good. But a second benefit of HDL, which is very interesting, is it lowers inflammation. They found years ago that HDL kind of down-regulates this factor. I think it's called ATP3. And it down-regulates a factor that causes inflammation. So HDL becomes an anti-inflammatory agent, and inflammation is bad for the heart. So having high HDL, less inflamed. So, HDL has been the biggest hero ever. In fact, some companies were trying to find HDL in pill form and shot form. Finding an HDL medication has been the panacea. It's supposed to be the cure-all, and everyone's excited about it. Until this week, a study published in Cell Metabolism finds that the HDL may actually worsen inflammation. They found that researchers found high levels of inflammation through macrophages, and macrophages are the cells that kind of take away debris and fight infection. And they found this in mice with high levels of HDL. So they basically found more inflammation in mice with high HDL. And they don't understand the mechanism. Now, I was trying to understand this, and the analogy that I could come up with is the HDL is the broom, right? And the dirt it's supposed to sweep up is like the bad cholesterol and all the bad things it could do to the body, right? But when you sweep up dirt, you leave a dust cloud. And that's what I'm wondering if this study is trying to say about HDL. That while it's doing its good work and it's sweeping things up like it's supposed to, it's leaving a dust cloud. And that dust cloud could be bad because of inflammation. So, personally, and I wrote about this in my article and a blog on my website and at drdahlia.wordpress.com, I have never in my 16 years of practice seen somebody with good HDL and by good over 60 milligrams per deciliter. A lot of us are running around in the 20s or the 30s or the 40s. Okay, now I want you over 60. I've never seen anybody with 60 or above have a heart attack on my watch. So I still think it's protective. I still think it's a hero. However, you do have some people with high HDL, and I wonder if too high an HDL could be an issue. And maybe it's not just a heart issue. It could be an issue for something else. Now, some of these very high HDLers are my alcoholics. And we know that alcohol increases HDL. But many cardiologists in my training have told me, let's hold the phone on telling people to start drinking because it may not be all that good. This high HDL may not be all that good. And that could be what's going on, where you start to get too high in HDL, it's an issue. It's crazy stuff. A study like this is important because as we're trying to make HDL, in pill form or shot form, or I'll take it in a suppository, we may need to be careful because, again, we got to be careful what we ask for. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We've heard from the Surgeon General. See, it looks like that buzzing has been in his ears. We've been talking about Surgeon General. Who should replace the Surgeon General? But he's come out and he says 1 in 7 of us will become addicted to drugs or alcohol. Just 1 in 7? I look at 90% of you and I think you guys are all addicted, honestly. But all right, 1 in 7 of us will become addicted to drugs or alcohol, but just 1 in 10 will seek treatment, according to the U.S. Surgeon General. That was on Wednesday. And he says, the substance abuse is costing us billions and billions of dollars and tens of thousands of dollars of lives. I like the Surgeon General. I mean, considering, you know, that he's in an administration that doesn't really want him to be too active, I think we're hearing more from him than we've heard other. You know, I'm a fan. Yeah, in the sweeping Facing Addiction in America report is the first from a Surgeon General to address all drugs, including legal prescription painkillers, alcohol, and illicit substances, instead of focusing on just one, unlike the 1964 federal report on smoking. He said, and the picture that emerges is when you put the numbers together, it's startling. He goes, more than 27 million Americans, age 12 and up, admitted to using illegal drugs or misusing prescription drugs last year. Okay, now, some of you will say, well, wait a second, Dahlia, if marijuana is going to be legalized, then is that going to count as a substance abuse? Look, if it's a substance you're using, not for medicine, and you're using it for funsies, okay, if you're using something you don't really, really need, that's considered abuse. Yeah, absolutely. Interesting, huh? So that 27 million is going to skyrocket. More than age 12 and up, guys, age 12 and up, are using illegal drugs and misusing prescription drugs. More than 66 million or 1 in 5 reported binge drinking in the last month. Well, come on, it was the election. I mean, can you blame them? Oh, my gosh. I wanted to take a bottle of Jack and hide myself in the bathtub. I mean, geez, that was the most ridiculous. I don't even know how we got through the last, 18 months? Whew. It ended okay, though. More than 66 million or 1 in 5 reported binge drinking in the last month. That's at least 5 alcoholic drinks in one sitting for a man or 4 for a woman. So if you, let's say, have a pre-dinner cordial, okay, then you go to dinner and have some wine, you get a refill on your glass of wine, and then you have an after-dinner drink, that's too much. Alcohol abuse contributes to 88,000 deaths in the U.S. each year. There were 47,000 drug overdose deaths in 2014. 47,000 people died in 2014 from overdosing. 28,000 of them was from an opioid, including prescription painkillers and heroin. More than in any previous... What the hell are people doing to themselves? More people use prescription opioids, 38%, than tobacco products now. So here we are. You see, guys? Look at how excited we've been on getting people to quit smoking. And I'm really proud of all the, you know, of the movement that we did, except for when you started to kind of discriminate against smokers with taxes. I think that's not fair. But we've done a good job from that standpoint. But did we really solve, you know, the problems that we wanted to solve? No, because now we have an opioid, you wonder, you know, and then also we have an obesity issue. They say these numbers don't even include the millions of people who are misusing substances and have not yet developed a full-fledged addiction. Dr. Richard Rosenthal, medical director of Mount Sinai Behavioral Health System, called the report a landmark publication that is novel in scope. I am proud of the Surgeon General. I think he did a good job. The information clearly demonstrates the need to invest more in scientific research in order to broaden the evidence base. So basically, we need to get our poop together, people. This is absolutely ridiculous. 70% of those who try an illegal drug before the age of 13 will develop a substance use disorder. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So healthcare is the top issue Americans want Donald Trump to address within his first 100 days in the White House. Boy, is he rocking and rolling. Are you guys watching all this? Okay, I just got to say something. You know what I think is so crazy? Okay, I've been to New York multiple times, and I could swear I've walked by Trump Tower. The problem with New York is when you're walking on the sidewalk, you almost have to stop and go, wait a second, and then look up and go, am I really in front of that building? It's so easy to miss a lot of these iconic buildings because you're walking along the sidewalk and you're walking from block to block, and it's not like, you know, in any other city where you see the White House, you know, a block or two away, so you know you're coming up on it, or you see, like in Vegas, you see the Strip, and you're driving towards the Strip, and you're driving towards the Strip. With New York, all of a sudden you turn a corner and you're walking, and you're like, oh, I'm at the building. It's very interesting. But what also blows my mind is how, I guess, the lobby is still open to the public. You have all those current Trump Tower employees, and now you have all these Secret Service guys all over the place. So I don't know if you were living in Trump Tower, if that would be cool or not. If you worked at Trump Tower, that'd be cool. On one end, if you worked at Trump Tower, it'd be cool to kind of see all these politicians. On the other end, it probably wouldn't be cool to have to be around all those politicians. I don't know. On one end, it'd be like, oh, this is so cool. I get to be a part of the Secret Service team in a way where I'm sitting here working at Trump Tower and I'm down here and, you know, I'm the elevator person and I get to, you know, or the doorman, and I get to, you know, help out the Secret Service. On the other end, maybe they're like, wait a second. I was able to play solitaire and Candy Crush all this time, and now I can't because the Secret Service is staring at me. So I just wonder how that's going on. I mean, I haven't been to New York since Donald Trump won, obviously, a week ago. And so I have no idea what that block looks like. My guess is it's blocked off. I don't think anybody could drive. I would think it would still be blocked off, but I don't know how that works because, again, it's, you know, it's a very small, narrow area, and that's basically where our president-elect is. It's kind of cool. Anyway, so he's been busy. The mainstream media has been trying to say that it's chaotic, and I really haven't noticed any chaos, but it sounds like he's interviewing people. Sounds like, you know, within, you know, the first 7 days, you know, he had already started to, you know, make appointments. It sounds like he's working pretty diligently. You know, I figured he would be doing all this vetting and then maybe after Thanksgiving, but it sounds like they seem to be on top of it. I also find it very intriguing that, quote-unquote, enemies of his, like Ted Cruz and Mitt Romney, are actually meeting with him to be considered for posts. So I find that very fascinating how, you know, Trump is kind of handing out an olive branch to very, very interesting. It also shows that he's not spiteful in that respect. You would think that he would want to rip Ted Cruz or rip Mitt Romney a new one, and no, not if he offers Ted Cruz Attorney General or a Supreme Court post, or he offers Mitt Romney Secretary of State, so I find that fascinating. But they say 21% of Americans want Donald Trump to focus on the healthcare system when he enters the White House on January 20th, of course. This was a recent poll, and what's everybody dealing with now? The health exchange. I can't tell you how many emails I'm getting from my state's health exchange going, look, you still need to enroll. You know, you haven't picked yet, you know, and I'm like, it's $1,300 a month. What the hell am I supposed to pick? $1,300 a month versus $1,200 a month? This is bull crap. So right now, this is a big, heavy issue. God forbid we have another attack on our soil that's also going to be thrust into the forefront, too. They say jobs took second place with 16% of Americans hoping it would be Trump's first item agenda. Immigration came third, picked by 14%. Of Americans, and then 11% picked race relations. The poll shows what priorities Americans would set on the next president. We want cheaper prescription drugs. We want access to more doctors. We want any willing provider. I think it's so stupid that you want to go to somebody, but they're not allowed to be on the insurance list, so you can't see them. That's ridiculous. They say, though, that 37% want Obamacare repealed altogether and start over. But that's kind of shocking to me that it's only 37%. Here's the thing. a lot of us like the, no pre-existing conditions. That's really, really nice. And some of us like that we could just keep our kids on our plan, because many of us have realized that our kids aren't going to graduate college, it looks like, even go to college, because they're all drugged out now on marijuana that's been passed. Or we think that even if they do graduate, they're really not going to find a job. And we want our kids to have health insurance. So, you know, as a parent, I get that. Do I think it's ridiculous that, you know, we all have to pay for something like that? Yes, but, you know, it's something that I wouldn't mind still existing in the new system. But other than that, I've told you guys many times how we need to flip this puppy around is let's take away every single penalty in that Affordable Health Care Act and turn it into incentive. You know, and now here's the thing. All right, we also have some quan and we have some egos to boost. Okay? Obama is leaving with his tail between his legs. This Obamacare was one of the biggest, pieces of crap bills ever to be passed, and it's one of the reasons why the Democrats lost the White House. And so salvaging it to keep him happy and to keep his constituents happy may unfortunately propagate a bad system or not really allow credit where credit's due. If Donald Trump, and again, I never expected him to completely overhaul our healthcare system because I never heard a concrete plan through the debates, but I did like his ideas that he posted online. But if Trump is the one to fix the healthcare system, I don't want to call Trump care. But do we still really want the Obamacare name floating around? Yeah, so I there's going to be a lot of debate in the next election if, you know, Obamacare's plan, you know, was still the crux and the skeleton of a future plan that works. We can only go up from here. It'll be very interesting to see how they approach that. Right now we're kind of in limbo. Apparently Donald Trump is not playing to the media's tune. Okay, we're not getting all the coverage that they were hoping they would get. I don't understand why they're so mad at Trump not talking and holding press conferences when Hillary Clinton didn't do it for months. I really don't understand the double standard there. But, you know, this is what Americans want. Now, CDC has revealed the top five causes of death. But get this, the majority of them are avoidable. The top five causes of death, again, heart disease comes at the top, then comes cancer, then comes stroke, then comes respiratory diseases, and then comes accidents. And it's, these unfortunately, like I said, can be preventable. And so, we look at after heart disease, cancer, stroke, chronic respiratory diseases include asthma, bronchitis, emphysema, pneumonia, and then accidents. Accidents we could prevent a lot. We could prevent emphysema and COPD by cutting back smoking. We could control asthma in many cases. We could slow down and prevent cancer. And heart disease we could prevent. They said, though, between 2010 and 2014, there were declines in three of those five leading causes of preventable deaths. Those deaths include a 25% drop in cancer deaths, which is helped by 12% decrease in age-related death rate from lung cancer, an 11% decrease in stroke-related deaths, and a 4% decline in preventable heart disease deaths. They say during the same time period, preventable deaths from unintentional injuries rose 23%. Drug poisoning falls and preventable death from chronic lower respiratory disease, 1%. So we got a lot of work to do. So as far as I'm concerned, I need Trump to do it all in that first 100 days. We have got to control our immigration issues. We have got to be prepared for the drop in employment after the holiday hire, which are usually temporary hires. And we got to keep our national security on the front line, but absolutely, he's got to get on health care. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Daly.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals, fluoride, Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.